Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Athena Starr, who is the author of Celebrities in Spirit, Afterlife Wisdom for Mastery and Success. Athena has been a intuitive and has written this book to help us gain spiritual information from people that we knew when they were living. And it's a very interesting book that shows how we do have a greater perspective after we die, and that some of the more interesting things that I've found in this book are the wisdom imparted from the different celebrities about what they would have done different and what their current jobs are and interests are in the afterlife, which often parallel what they were doing when they were on Earth. Thank you, Athena, for joining us.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and Merry Christmas to you. It's a wonderful time of year. Happy holidays.
Thank you, thank you. So where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Florida at this time, but I spent over almost 25 years in Hawaii, where the book was first inspired when I was in Hawaii. But but we're all over the world, as you know. We travel all over, so it's like doesn't really matter where we are physically, does it? Because we're, as the book stresses, Princess Diana, Elvis, and Johnny Carson, and JFK, it's like we're all spirit in the body, and we travel.
We don't have limitations.
Levels,
yeah, we don't have limitations, right?
Mm, yeah. Yes, that's what it's about. And your work too, as in the field that you're in. Can you explain? Can you say the name of your company again?
Plasticus and Millennium Healthcare. We do integrative medicine and plastic surgery for patients who are desperately ill with problems with breast implants.
My, what a wonderful, wonderful work that you do, because they, to help shift that whole energy on that, because it's not about the physical. It's about, you know, all levels and dimensions. But your work is on other dimensions, too, because I understand, you know, visualizing and helping people to see beyond just the physical is so important. So that's what our work is about. I've been doing my work over 25 years and, as a visionary and healer and teacher and medium, but I used to work in personnel management, so I also integrate that into business and helping people clear and shift and create on all levels, both personally, professionally, and it also helps the physical and mental, emotional bodies, because we're multidimensional bodies, right?
That's right. Well, before we get started with your book, why don't you give the listening audience your contact information so they can look it up if they like to before, you know, during the interview?
Oh, sure. Well, the website is athenastar1r.com, and it is in the process of being renovated, so it's just a basic, but it has my contact info on there, athenastar.com. Also on Facebook, just look under Athena Starr, Visionary, Sarasota, Florida. They'll find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and the phone number is 808-258-1063. I kept the Hawaii phone number, so there you go. They can, many ways
right.
to get in. Okay.
Now, your bio states you're a radio show host. Are you currently doing a radio show?
Not at this time, but I was with BBS for 2 years. Yes, I have worked with them.
Right.
I love their station. It's wonderful. Very.
It is. Yeah.
Interdimensional, also. So that's why we we like interdimensional things, because we don't, you know, when you're fixed and when you're not thinking out of the box or just fixed on the earth plane, that's when you can get into difficulties or challenges that you barriers in life. So that's what it's all about, is seeing beyond and above and beyond, for sure. And this is
right.
The holiday times are the time of magical miracles and creating new things, and you know, all those those Hallmark movies that we watch a lot, they're all these miracles that happen. Well, it's energetic. It's people shift. They clear their stuff in the path. They open up to new levels, and they have a facelift, and there you go. Whole body lift, right? A whole being lift. That's what we want to say. Mm-hmm. And then they're on a different dimension level, and that's, to me, that's basically what we're all in sync with that.
I wanted to mention something that happened during a meditation session several years ago. We were meditating, and evidently when a group of people gets together and meditates, it puts out a light into the other dimensions that can be seen because of your, you know, your coordinated effort. And all of a sudden, Gandhi popped in. He said he was at a peace conference in D.C., and there was a peace conference in D.C. at that time, but he saw a light in Atlanta, and he came over to figure out what that light was. So when you meditate in groups, you can get the attention of people. And so he said a few words during the, you know, through one of the channelers during the session.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot there, you know, that when we meditate, we really do get the attention of people in spirit, and they often are curious and come and see what we're doing.
Yes, that the higher, the masters, the angels, especially this time of year, there's like so many, standing room only, there's so many angels working with the planet, the Christ presence, golden Christed light. And it's becoming brighter and brighter. And you're right, and religion doesn't matter. Some people say, oh, I'm not Catholic or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all about the beings and the energy of the higher dimension, seventh dimension and beyond. So, yeah, and Gandhi's in the book, as is Mother Teresa. Did you enjoy their chapters?
I did. I did very much. Of course, they were very elevated beings in body, so they have a lot to, you know, say about world events because they were involved in that when they were living.
Yes, in fact, they're continuing. As I'm speaking now, I'm just tuning into their radiance now. All the 14 celebrities in the book, first of all, are master souls. They're ascended beings.
Right.
So the messages and energy and inspiration and meditations that come through in the book, through them, are really ascended master and angel messages and inspiration. So they're like the voice of the messages. And as I'm tuning in right now to Gandhi and Mother Teresa, as we just mentioned their names, and all of JFK is with the violet flame, of course. They're with the golden flame. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is their work continues, of course, on those higher dimensions. There are many, many legions now. They're like the heaven team, and we're the ground team. So they're linking in with more of us now on the ground, so to speak, on the earth. So we've reached that point of mass consciousness. There's a certain point percentage that needed to be met for the earth to be ascending into the, and it is. We've gone beyond that point now. So the whole planet is on higher dimensions. So still remnants of dark and remnants of past karmic stuff still comes up, as we know, in the media and all the stuff going on. But it's being faster transmuted and transcended into the light. So that, those are on the 3D, but most of the planet now is in the fourth and fifth dimension. So people are just integrating and catching up with that. So they're just flashing in right now, saying that their work is continuing. And the more attuned and the more we elevate other souls on this planet, which is our work, and I think that's also your work there with your beautiful organization, what I'm getting is from them is that they are then able to link in with us and do even greater, because we're the ground team and they're the heaven team, and so we're linking in always with them in one presence, the I Am presence.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know these meditation groups exist all over the world, but we've been meeting weekly since 1990, so we're a well-established group that the spiritual hierarchy works through. And as such, we often get information, you know, previews of stuff that are going to happen. And we get, you know, some interesting information from many of the ascended masters. And I think that I would encourage anybody that is able to join a long-standing meditation group first of all, it's a discipline to meditate once a week, seriously, which sometimes our busy lives don't allow us to do.
Yeah.
And it also really helps with what the team in heaven is trying to do, because they tell us that they can't do their work without us. So they need us to get these energies onto the earth.
Correct. Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, Atlanta and Stone Mountain, inside Stone Mountain is ancient. Just like near where I am, Sarasota, Siesta Key, it's one of the master vortexes of Atlantis. So Stone Mountain. Inside there are a lot of the crystal grid energy and that was preserved from the time of Atlantis, as well as New York, where the goddess Statue of Liberty is, the harbor right there, under there, is a crystal grid. One of the main, so we link in with all those grids on the whole planet, but especially, it's like powerful radiance from Atlantis, which was a very evolved civilization. Anyway, just wanted to throw that in. So,
thank you. Yeah, Stone Mountain is just amazing. In fact, I went to Stone Mountain. I visited Atlanta 10 years before I ever moved here. I didn't even know I was going to move here. And I ended up at night on the Stone Mountain, at night, climbing Stone Mountain the first day I ever came to Atlanta. So,
oh, really?
Obviously, yeah, very odd things. But, things happen.
Now you know why.
Yeah, now I know why, exactly.
Because there's a lot of records, ancient records, and preserved in there. So the more you tune into Stone Mountain, you'll tune into that crystal.
Right.
I think there's actually temples in there, and crystal temples and preservation of records from the Atlantean civilization. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's secret. We're not supposed to say it, but here we are saying it on the radio. Oh, well.
Well,
it wasn't.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a new age. The old paradigms and the old ways and the old methods of control of the of everybody are going to fade away, as you say, in the fourth dimension.
They are. They
energetically,
are
they won't be supported, so they're just going to disappear.
Correct. And each full moon, especially, everything's elevated at a very higher level. Every full moon, every equinox, solstice, all that. So this year we've really skyrocketed, and then 2016 it gets even higher frequencies for the whole system. So yes, and they're transcended, or they just dissolve. They have a choice. For sure. So did you want to focus on anything particular in the book, or did you have questions for yourself today? We'd love to tune in with you on anything, because the legions are all here with us.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask a little bit of history about how you started with bringing these messages through. You were contacted... I know the celebrities contacted you and gave you the messages. You want to talk a little bit about that, how that came about, and then we can talk a little bit about the different messages that are coming through the different celebrities as well. Okay.
Well, sure. When I started on my path in 1987 was the harmonic convergence. So I was a harmonic convergence baby, and I had two car accidents and cancer in that year. So it was wake-up call, and I went through a lot of transformation. And I connected with Elvis first. First of all, I was raised Catholic, so I have an affinity with Christ and Mary and all the angels. But when I first was awakening to my gifts at 1987-88, I was invited to a party, and this lady was a avid collector of Elvis paraphernalia. So she had, like, two whole walls, I swear, in the room, with tables and everything, all with Elvis things. So I went over to the tables, and Elvis started tuning in with me and giving me messages. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that was like my introduction to opening up to my gift. And then I realized as time went on that I was, the information that came through for the lady that was hosting the party was exactly accurate. I didn't know her that well, and he had messages for her. And along the way, I would meet other people that had known him, like in Kauai, where Coco Ponds, where he used to go. I didn't know he went there. Mm-hmm. I ended up there one weekend, and the the man that was musician had known him. He had been in the movie with him, Blue Hawaii, blah, blah, blah. So it's like he would always be guiding me to these special people that he knew, and one
right.
was an impersonator that had known him personally, and another one had mm-hmm. grown up with, you know, just along the way. So he was prominently to be in the book because he is an Ascended Master in the Blu-ray and Himalayan Masters, and, of course, his music, what heals the soul and continues to. And he's always with me. I was his mother in another lifetime. I was also his, we were mates in Tahiti in one time. That must have been fun. and like sister, but so it was an affinity, not just with him physically, personally, but on different levels. And he inspires musicians especially, but he also inspires me. He flashes in at the most beautiful times when you need his TLC. And Princess Diana was similar on Maui when I was ordained as a minister several years ago. She was to be in the book very prominently because she. Mm-hmm. I was over there on Maui having my ordination the day that she actually had been killed on August 31st, 1992. Was it? Can't remember. Oh, 97. I don't remember exactly the year, but anyway, it's there. Now she's flashing in. And so an affinity with her also from other lifetimes, but as Ascended Master, and we lifted her into the light on top of the mountain on Maui because we had heard about that. And she was immediately ascended in a beautiful, like, pink crystalline robe, and she told me she was in the Order of the Rose with Mother Mary, and that it was time for her. She had done all she could, and that her leaving would lift, and it did. It was said that she lifted a lot in England, even though there's a lot of tears and hearts broken. It's like she helped lift the old archaic stuff of the monarchies and stuff with her ascension. But again, her work continues on many levels and dimensions. The goddess Diana, you know, she's just an incredible being. So she was told me then, when you're ready to write that book, and I'm like, what book?
What book? Yeah, really.
And her, and then Mother
well,
Teresa.
Well, they know all about it, you know. We might not know yet, but they do, yeah.
And then JFK, of course, with St. Germain, JFK and Jackie and... I'm very connected with the violet flame, which is the justice flame and forgiveness flame. And we know about the violet flame. It's the most potent flame to clear and lift discord and raise our atomic structure. So JFK was always flashing in, and I knew, I was like, okay, you guys, you're going to represent the violet. Okay, very good. And then Gandhi with the gold, and just Martin Luther King, of course, the peace. Grid on the planet. He's very prominent with that, and the violet flame, and a few of the others that are in the book. They all represent a different color ray, different focus. So that's how it came together. And there's more that want to be in the book. They've already told me. I mean, the next book, they want to be in the next
book,
one, but I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, when are you going to do it? Okay, we're ready.
Yeah.
And the other day, Wayne Dyer flashed in. You know, I knew him in Maui. I had met him a few times personally.
I think Michael Jackson wants to be in that book too. He and I worked together when he was in body, and he's very similar to Elvis.
Yes,
his energy is very similar to Elvis's energy.
Yeah, he has flashed
they were
in a
both
lot.
Soft personalities, you know.
Oh yeah,
loving people.
Oh,
yeah.
He's an incredible being, and. Of course, John Lennon's in the first one. Yeah, he was a peacemaker, and that was an assassination too of what took place with him by a conspiracy thing because he was bringing about peace in the United States. He was bringing the peace grid forward, and so some people saw him as a threat, John Lennon. And
that's true.
Yep. But
well,
I can confirm that
on this level because. Yoko Ono was a client of my spiritual parents, and she used to call the house. She used to call that. I'd answer the phone. It was Oko. So that was correct. And she was worried for her life as well.
Yes, back then. It was just so sad. Incredible being. So they didn't have the protection then of all the light workers. Now we can do a lot more. And But right. he was a pioneer, we'd call him, and he's splashing in right
yep.
now. He, imagine all the, you know, and his music still inspires millions. I think every September they play
yeah.
his beautiful music and songs mm-hmm. about imagination. The words don't come to my mind, but his incredible music, just like Michael Jackson, too. And some of the others, but yeah, they all have messages, and people know it, but it's like when they see it, this one thing about books that come through from spirit and that are very high mm-hmm. and clear, people feel it. Like I've had people read the book and they can feel the energies come through and they're blessed and they're guided to certain ones, certain chapters. I call it a mm-hmm. coffee table book because you can pick it up and just open it up to any chapter, and that's the one that's connecting with you at that time.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
Kind of
I love the part. I love Johnny Carson's chapter.
Oh.
And I really do believe that humor is so important here, especially
yeah.
when things get heavy duty. We, you know, it's just so important to take time to watch funny movies or to, you know, to somehow lighten the load. And his message was so wonderful.
Oh, yes. And humor is. It lifts all the...
And he was such a master of that. You know, we still refer to it as the Johnny Carson show, even though other people are doing it, you know. It's still his show.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he's still looking over it or watching over it.
Yes. I don't have the book in front of me, but I would... Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
I was going to say, maybe toward the end we can read his. Each chapter has at the back a beautiful meditation and affirmations mm-hmm. and inspiration. So maybe we can just read his little inspiration or something to close the call. That
sure.
would be nice.
Yeah, we can.
To complete the show. That would be great.
Sure. Yeah,
he inspires... courage and confidence in oneself. Do you remember
right.
every person he ever had on his show, a lot of them were new. They had never been really out there. He inspired them and genuinely, it wasn't just lip service. You really got that he knew those people were talented, they were wonderful,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't just about, okay, yeah, great, okay, good, what are we going to do? You know, he was just, he was real.
No, he was introducing them to their fame. I mean, it's like once you made it on Johnny Carson, if he invited you, this is what it is, if he invited you over to sit down, then your career was made. And so many, I mean, comedians, musicians, whoever, said that. You know, they said that was their initiation into the world of entertainment.
Yes, very well
mm-hmm.
put. He's saying very well put.
Yeah, very well put, right. Well,
he's saying yes. He's saying he couldn't have said it better himself. That's what he said.
There you go. Well, Johnny, I still love to watch your reruns. You're just a master at what you do.
Exactly.
You still do it, I'm sure. So,
yes.
I won't say did.
I think they had done a thing, a digital, where you can order all of his old, and we haven't done that yet. My mom and I were, one day, I was just saying, I got to do that sometime. It's just wonderful. I mean, he was one of a kind, wasn't he? Master.
He was.
Master.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Saying yes, but it all came through. He was just, he wanted the quality. He put his heart and soul into it. And
mm-hmm.
A lot of those shows where there were, variety shows where they had guests and like Terry Como and
mm-hmm.
all those beautiful. Do you remember those shows? They don't do that anymore. Those beautiful shows they have guests
Carol
on.
Carol Burnett had one. Carol Burnett had a variety show too.
Oh gosh, yes, beautiful. They just don't. And Dean Martin and they had, you
mm-hmm.
know, you know what I'm talking about. The wonderful.
Oh yeah.
And humor. They don't do that anymore. I mean those. Those souls that was just one of a kind. Now it's just like, they do.
It's reality TV now.
Yeah.
Which is a different form of entertainment, but sometimes not so uplifting.
Correct.
So.
Correct.
Yeah.
They were
speaking of TV stars, you have Elizabeth Montgomery, which I thought was interesting. You want to talk a little bit about what she represents? And
yes, I was kind of surprised. She was to be in the book, and some people don't even know her, but actually the old-timers, I mean people that are our age and stuff, they knew her.
Old-timers, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We made it to old-timers, didn't we?
The more mature audience.
Right, there you go.
Bewitched. She was incredible. Of course, she had to be in the, because it was like the show was magical, and really what it showed was that you can rise above anything. No matter what Darren would get mad at her or whatever was going on, she said, was always smiling and uplifting, like, oh, don't worry, dear. It'll be all right. And always worked out magically. And what it was teaching also was to see beyond. Don't get stuck in the stuff. Don't get stuck in the moment. Think positive and beyond that, and change and shift the thing, you know, shift everything to a higher level. And that always inspired me too. As an adult, I would say, like, okay, let's not get, don't get stuck in that. Whereas other people, it's all about mind and spiritual mind and seeing beyond.
Yeah, let me read her little thing here. It says joy. Joy and enthusiasm expand creativity. Open to your unlimited potential, you have the innate ability to shift obstacles into opportunities. That's really beautiful.
Yes, and that came through from her. Yes, so beautiful.
Yes.
Each of them, they didn't all come through at one time. That book was put together over a year and a half to 2 years. It took that to put it all together, even though it's not a huge book. But I took the time of making sure each was specially, as you can see, brought through as clearly as possible. And and she that was her attitude in life. I understand too that her personality on that show was similar in her life. And bless her heart, do you know, cancer, which many celebrities get, I think it has to do with the lights, the lighting, and the sets that they put them through. I was an extra in Hawaii a few times, and we had to succumb to several hours of smoke being put into a room.
That's not good.
And different things. And they said, this is just light. This is just an example of what sets go through. They have all kinds of toxic stuff, and the lightings are so bright on them.
It's very toxic, it is.
So often, if you look at it, there's celebrities who pass away of cancer. Anyway, she was only 42. And to me, that was, I'm sure it was the environmental toxic stuff that maybe over time affected her because it was just, like people said, it was untimely. They were just so disheartened when she passed away. And Michael Landon, too, he's in the book. He died of colon cancer at a young age. But anyway, she is very happy. She's very happy in the heaven, in the divine realms, and she is very helping others and lift their hearts and with joy and aliveness as she did in her show. So she amplifies that whole persona of what that was, and also empowerment of women. That show was designed to show the empowerment of women and how the traditional, you know, fixed in the box, this is, you're the wife, you're supposed to do this, but she never allowed that to be her reality, did she? You know, she moved.
Right.
So she taught that as well. That was the message of that show as well. So she, that's why, as a master soul, many of them passed away in that book that were, they were at a young age, as you noticed, Elvis and Diana.
Well, they come in to do what they need to do, but there's really no need for them to stick around, you know, because they've got work to do on higher planes. That's the way I look at it. You know, they come in, and cancer, if you're supposed to die early, cancer is, or accidents are the two ways that you go out most often. Judy Garland is in the book, and she's from our parents' generation more than our generation, but I want to. She has a similar message to Elizabeth, and I just want to read this, and then you can comment on it. You know, as you know, Judy was in The Wizard of Oz, and her thing is called Rainbow. Remember to follow your dreams, activate the gifts within yourself, improve your innate talents and skills, never lose confidence in yourself. Believe in your worthiness to have it all, open to self-development and enlightenment. Within you is the fulfillment of a rainbow life. And I think that's one of the main messages that we need to get out to people, is that, you know, that you need to not worry about what other people think or expect you to do or anything, but to follow your guidance, to get in touch with your guidance, number one, to follow it, and to understand that you are worthy.
Absolutely. The worthiness is a big, with a big W, yes. Many, well, not just women, but men too have that, but worthiness, unworthiness is a something, and self-esteem affects many people, that they haven't been nurtured as children when they came in.
Right.
Because their parents were the products of their own creation, their own environment, and all of that, blah, blah, blah. But you can transmute it, transcend it, and wonderfully so, more of the star children and crystal children that have been coming in the last few years that are bringing peace. They're left and right brain is as one unit now. It's not divided so that they're brilliant. People go, oh, these children are so intelligent. They're so evolved. It's like, yes, hello, thank goodness. They're the peace bringers. They are teaching their parents, and they're choosing more parents that are more open now and enlightened on their path, so that they are nurtured in the way that will help them escalate. You understand? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Accelerate their growth, because, as we know, many children are abused, I want to say, emotionally, mentally, whatever you want to call it, and that affects the soul as they're open. And even though, yes, there is a truth, we choose everything we're in, you know, what we come into, we choose all of it, yes, but there's times when it takes a while to transmute what the past was, because it affected the emotional and mental bodies of the child, you know. And so that said, many of the little crystal children, star children, rainbow children, golden children are coming in now to the planet. They're helping their parents. They're teaching their parents. They're helping them evolve and as well, many of the parents are on their path, so they're more nurturing and understanding of the children rather than holding them back. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And Diana has a focus with the children, as do many of them. And Judy Garland, she's one of my favorite. I love her. When I happened to turn on some of her old movies, you know, during December, when they have a lot of the old Judy Garland and Bing Crosby. Oh, he's another one. What a master. All that, they just tickle the heart of everyone, and they're just so beautiful, their music and their inspiration.
It's interesting that we still go back to the classics and play them, especially at Christmas time, because they have such wonderful messages and such wonderful, you know, it's really great that media exists that you know, we can go back to. We don't have to just, you know, stay with current themes. We can watch the older movies and listen to the older music and watch the old Johnny Carson TV shows. It's all available. That wasn't always true, you know, before technology. It wasn't always true.
Right. And so much of it was healing and uplift, all that. So as we move into 2016, of course, every year in January 1st, a new octave comes in, the new frequency for the new year, which we've already anchored, but it really opens up that you can literally feel it. Everything gets elevated and speeded up. Time is speeded up every year on January 1st. So as we approach that very shortly here, it is apropos that we're linking with all these master souls that they're timeless. Like, you know, the words of Deepak Chopra, I am ageless, timeless, and forever free, because there is no time and space. So everything is all one energy, one essence. And in that way, we can see that see beyond, and we don't have to be limited to the old time frames of it. Oh, it's going to take a long time for this or a long time for that. It doesn't need to anymore, right?
What I like is the intro to the Course in Miracles, which is nothing real can be threatened with a capital R. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. I think that says it all.
Oh, yes, that's beautiful. Yes, absolutely.
So many people have problems with money, especially around this time of year. So Howard Hughes, I found his chapter very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Afterlife Wisdom of Howard Hughes. Tell me what he's like.
Well, and we can you can read the back page of his, the last chapter in his page. I'm sorry, the last page of his chapter, so that we can have a review here of that, of what his inspiration is also. Howard Hughes, very interestingly, had to be in the book. All of these, they're like, had to be. And there was a few others, but I was like, no, 14 for that part. That was, that was it. Anyway, he was an incredible being. And Leonardo DiCaprio, who's one of my favorite actors, I think everyone in the world, he's so handsome and everything and so brilliant in his own light, his own strength, and very intelligent being, and helps with the environment. That's his focus. He was in his movie, the about Howard Hughes, was incredible. He really studies his characters totally for years and becomes them. And I don't know if you saw, did you see the movie?
I did. Okay. I did. I thought it was great.
So in that chapter, Howard Hughes mentioned him. I haven't sent him the book yet. I chickened out. I should send him the book. But he did such an incredible job of, and he becomes the character and the essence. So in a sense, Leonardo thinks, I know he's multidimensional in his thinking and his awareness. I just know that. So what he wanted to show is that Howard was brilliant mastermind and all the incredible the airlines and his movies and, I mean, not just the airlines, the technology and everything. He was brilliant. He could have done more. Of course, he was ill. But also at that time, they didn't have the help that could have helped him. No one knew how to help him. And then he was an outcast, which often happens on this plane. People are outcast because they're not understood. You know those words of St. Francis, when it is better to understand than to be understood. It's like those beautiful words of giving. It's better to give than to be given to. It's better to love than, it is, in other words, more important. But he was not understood, and that movie showed that, but also his incredible genius and master, the master that he was. What I'm getting is from Howard Hughes' essence right now that he wanted that. He was so pleased and so grateful that that movie was done because it cleared a lot and also helped to others to understand no matter what your disability or whatever challenge you have, and everyone has, like someone told me the other day in the live, everyone has some kind of challenge, physical challenge. Some of them are just more obvious than others. Everyone has something. Or mentally, whatever. Whatever it is. So he wanted that to be lifted to another, his whole, so that the whole world could see, not out of ego, but rather, there are no limits. There are no limits, and not to be limited by the earth plane and never give up. It was like such a, he was such a master, what he went through, like many of those souls. So that was his most, his inspiration. And
let me read his thing from the back of the book for the listening audience. It's on wisdom. It says, "Wealth is the eye, and eye is in parentheses, of the beholder. It is within you. Infinite source of abundance flows through all. See only the highest manifesting for yourself in the world. Dissolve negative beliefs, lack, and limitations on all levels. Open to knowing, you can create unlimited prosperity now. Manifesting is allowing the universal flow through you. So that's really beautiful.
Yes. And he did have so much abundance and wealth, and everything he turned to gold. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't easy and overnight, and he did have all those challenges along the way, but he didn't let them, again, he didn't let it pull him down. I think mm-hmm. if you let your energy, your vibration be pulled down, then that's what happens. But when you keep it high and in a positive state, everything has a higher octave, higher frequency that we're talking about. Negativity brings down the vibration, and he kind of knew that innately, I think, inwardly. So just like Leonardo knows that. Everything Leonardo DiCaprio does, just about everything, is golden, and he has that essence about him and beauty, beautiful gifts. And I'm not putting him on a pedestal. I'm just saying I've observed that. And he also contributes tremendously, not just financially, but in focus with helping the environment on the planet, you know, mm-hmm. and that's so important.
So tell us a little bit about your next project. Are you being contacted by other celebrities actively for your next book?
Yes, I have been. I don't know if I should say who they are, though, because...
Well, you don't have to say who they are, but...
But they're more recent. Yeah, they're beings that have left more recently, so yes, they there are. And I also am to be creating a book also about just directly from the archangels and the masters, what they want to contribute, because more people are open now, just in book form, but in MP3s and that. I do live teleconferences every month, and we record them, and the information that comes through is powerful activations and attunements to help people on all levels, and then some MP3s. But yes, the next book would be like a continuum of... on a level of what I'm getting is just a level of gratitude, but also staying, how to sustain and maintain when people they're lifted, they have healings, all of that, but to maintain the frequencies and to stay at a level of knowingness, no matter what is going on around, so that you're always in that oneness, in that state of peace, which is not easy, just like Gandhi would. It's like to attune to that so that all the stuff that's happening on the planet, you're not affected by it, and you can achieve your goals more easily, basically, your mission. Everyone has a mission, but some are get distracted or lost along the way. So it's like lifting them to know that they can...
I really think it's easier to stay in that state now than it was, say, 15 years ago.
Oh, my
goodness,
yes.
It seems to me that it's much easier now.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. No question about it, for sure.
Well, I would love to interview you when you come out with either of these books. If you will let us know, we'll have you back on.
Okay.
We're coming up to the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
Yes, that would be wonderful. And thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and there's a lot more to tune into, I think. And also your group meditation that you do, that's wonderful. I'd love to hear more about your group up there in Atlanta. That have a focus like that every week is just very powerful. Absolutely. So we do work every week. It's just I don't have a large group, but we just do it with a smaller group. But it doesn't matter. Really, that's another thing. It doesn't matter the size of the group. It can be just a few people. For those listening, you can have three people and do a focused meditation every week, and it's wonderful. Okay, that said, we want to thank everyone. It's just been a pleasure to be here. And it's The website is just athenastar.com, or I'm on Facebook, Athena Star, Sarasota, Florida, and or LinkedIn. And the number is 808-258-1063. We have regular teleconferences, classes, and do private sessions all the time by phone. And we'd love to get the book in your hands. I can send you a personal copy and autograph it if you'd like, and also some CDs and all kinds of fun things that we're doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Athena. This show is going to air again on 12/26/15, so if you happen to have heard it today, because it also went out live today, have your friends listen to it on the 26th. It's going to be at Temple of Health Radio Show at noon to 1, and it'll also be up at plasticos.com under Archive Radio Shows. We've been interviewing Athena Star. Her book, Celebrities in Spirit, Afterlife Wisdoms for Mastery and Success, is a great book for anyone to read at any level. It's just a wonderful book, and I want to encourage her to get the next one out that she's supposed to write, and we'll have her back on Temple of Health Radio Show. Thank
great.
You for joining us.
And they can order it on Amazon, too, either way.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb for Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.